Truman, Johnson, Ford, Carter, Reagan, and Clinton presidential libraries all have full-sized models of the Oval Office, but none of them has the White House Situation Room. And now that famous room has been rebuilt inside the new George W. Bush Presidential Center. Lauren Silverman of member station KERA reports.
The Situation Room is one of the most mysterious and important rooms in the White House. It's where Lyndon Johnson made decisions about the Vietnam War, where Bill Clinton learned about the bombing of the USS Cole, where George W. Bush gave the order to begin the Iraq War. And standing inside, it looks like an office conference room. Mahogany wood paneling, navy blue carpet, and a large oval table that fits about a dozen people. Understandably, Bush wanted to renovate after he took office. He held on to the original and turned it over to Alan Lowe, the director of the Bush Presidential Library and Museum.
When I came here 4 years ago, in our temporary storage area, we had these huge crates literally full of two rooms. So we've reconstructed the conference room here, and the other room we received, called the command room, is now at the Reagan Library, where they've reconstructed it.
And not just for display, for students. This room, where Condoleezza Rice and Dick Cheney spent countless hours, will be a space for school kids to learn about decisions usually made behind closed doors. Lowe says they'll use technology to connect the room here in Dallas with Reagan's library in California to reenact real-world events.
The first two scenarios we're looking at are indeed September 11th and the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan. So we would have the students here, and they're playing different roles. So perhaps for the attempted assassination, the folks here could be in the Situation Room. The kids in California could be at the hospital.
There will be a large flat-screen TV on one of these walls, and students will have handheld tablet devices to provide instant updates, gadgets Bush never had, but technology found throughout the museum.
The drumbeat of criticism has been loud, and it's growing.
In another room, the Decision Points Theater, visitors can deliberate on the crises that defined Bush's presidency. Picture Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, except instead of Regis Philbin, your host is one of Bush's former chiefs of staff.
You were asked how to address the threat of Saddam Hussein.
You have 4 minutes to come up with an answer and can use dozens of touchscreens to consult advisors. The scenarios range from the Iraq War to Hurricane Katrina. Whether you're in this theater or the Situation Room, the message is the same. Don't just accept what happened. Put yourself there and make a decision. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Silverman in Dallas.
This is NPR News.